Welcome to Supernatural Warfare in Our Everyday Lives with me, your host, Shireen Lowe. I believe in divine appointments, so you definitely clicked on this episode for a reason. On this podcast, I will share powerful personal testimonies of how Jesus changed my life. We will expose the secrets that the enemy do not want us as believers to know, uncover the hidden spiritual doors, and step into the power that Jesus has given us over our lives and the enemy.
It gives me great pleasure to be sharing something and just put it forward in such a way that can possibly just make you rethink your prayer life, how you go about sharing your innermost thoughts and feelings and dreams and desires, and also just guarding our mouths to just speak positivity and speak life. Because scripture also says we have to guard our lips, but we also have the power of life and death. It lies on our tongue. So we need to be very, very careful. So stick with me because I need to paint this picture for you to understand a few things. So God, the Almighty God we serve, is omnipresent. That means He's everywhere with everybody at the same time. And God can hear your thoughts. On the flip side, we have the enemy that is not omnipresent. He and his, let's call them his little workers, will go and test and tempt people. And if they cannot get what they want, they will go on to the next. Like the Bible says, if you resist the enemy, he will flee from you. So that means the devil and his demons and his generals is not omnipresent. They cannot be with everybody all the time, 24/7. And the one thing that you need to know is that the enemy cannot hear your thoughts. They can plant intrusive thoughts, they can plant ideas in your head, but they cannot hear your thoughts. Your thoughts is your secret place. Your thoughts is where you have a direct channel to God and with God, where you can pray and you can share your innermost wants, needs, your gratitude, your plans, your pain, your heartache, all of that. You can share it from the innermost thoughts in silence. And I want to make a point of saying silence, because the enemy obviously can listen to our conversations. So if you pray out loud, if you share your thoughts and your feelings and your questions and your things out loud, the enemy can be listening and he can see where your vulnerability is, where there's a possibility of him using your circumstances or using your wants and needs and orchestrate something that might in the end like steer you away from the path that God has intended for you. So when you want to praise God, praise Him out loud. If you want to worship, praise Him out loud, worship out loud, rejoice out loud, bless out loud, speak life out loud, rebuke the enemy out loud. But when you talk to God about what is happening inside your heart, what is your wants, your desires, keep in mind that you need to have that private communication line with God without anybody or any human or any non-human supernatural being that was sent to you to see how they can gather information about you to be used against you, cannot hear, intercept, or use against you. So keep that in mind when you are praying. And not only when praying, also when you are talking to other people, we need to watch what is coming out of our mouths. Because the enemy can use every single thing against us. It can use a certain situation right now that is causing you frustration or hurt and pain, and it just can add fuel to that. And on the flip side, if you are sharing your wants and needs and your complaint or you are complaining all the time, it can also just be used against you. And I want to bring this then right back to the point I want to make about the new age practice of manifesting. I see it all over social media. I see it on TikTok a lot. There's accounts, there's books, there's everything. And even some Christians that is heavily into manifesting, and I want to just stop you right there and tell you this is not a Christian practice. This is a deception from the gates of hell to be able for you to stand or to give the enemy information, stand in your own way of your blessings, of your purpose, by just feeding the enemy information and then assuming it is all for your own benefit. So where does the deception come in from manifesting? So manifesting is you out loud asking the universe daily. So just out loud and daily. You need to ask the universe, not God, the universe, for your wants and needs. And most of the time, this is materialistic things. This is goals you want to achieve, success you want to achieve. Some people manifest a partner. Some manifest money. It is all about things that you want. May it be as, and you are even being encouraged to be as outrageous as you possibly can. Just keep on daily, out loud, tell yourself this is what you want, going through exactly what it is, and then magically the universe will make it happen. So my friends, that universe is not God, and the universe that's listening is actually the demons. And you know what? They will use your deepest desires and your wants and needs, and they will conjure up things to happen in your life that will eventually be detrimental to not only you, your soul, your relationship with God. It is a price that you will have to pay for this. And I have heard some testimonies of people that was heavily into manifesting, got what they wanted because the universe gave it, and then afterwards it all ended up in disaster. And I want to warn you that the reason why manifesting is all about out loud daily is to ensure that when that monitoring spirits is around you, when they come to gather information about you to use against you, that they can hear what exactly it is that makes you vulnerable, that makes you an easy target, and they know exactly how and what to conjure into your life that will be to your detriment. We need to walk behind God in our godly purpose. The plan God has for us is sometimes not even close to how we see our own life play out. So when we project our own wants and needs, and this is what we want, and this is, and we have a whole list of things, and we are asking the universe to make it happen, then we don't trust God's plan for our life. We get impatient. We don't want to follow and let God lead us. We want to run our own race in our own time, on our own terms. And then we sit at the end of the day and we wonder to ourselves, why is everything in my life just turning into a pile of ash at the end of the day? So I want to warn you about the dangers of manifesting. It's new age, it's not Christian, it is feeding information to monitoring spirits, and it is not a good idea to not even, well, I want to say this with, I mean, you can use your discretion, but everything that comes out of your mouth can be used against you. It's almost like you are in a courtroom. Everything you say can be used against you. So if your lips cannot speak life, cannot bless, worship God, praise God out loud, then if you have problems, if you have issues, if you have questions, if you have doubts, if you have pain, if you have wants and needs, go to your secret place, which is your silent thoughts with God, and you share it there. You understand the concept? It's like everything that you say, every negative thing, every heart's desire, every celebration, and I'm not saying don't celebrate. I'm not saying, you know, this is also a thing for me. When people have said this many a times, to not share your personal life on social media. And I've always had a thing with it, like, what is the purpose then of social media if you are not, well, if you shouldn't be sharing everything? Because you know what? You are giving information and exposing the soft spots to the enemy, and not only just to the enemy, but also to jealousy, to negative thoughts about you. May it be that when you got in a new relationship, a new car, you got married, you had a baby. All of these things are soft targets and make you vulnerable to attacks from the enemy. I have heard so many testimonies of people, the moment they share something about, let's say they got married or they're in a new relationship, all of a sudden things start going haywire in their relationship and they don't understand why. They start to argue and fight, which has never happened. Why do you think that is? Why do you think you heard stories about people the moment they get a brand new car and they post it on social media, soon after something happens to them or the car? And then they're like, no, it's bad luck. We're not going to do it. It's because you are exposing your blessings that God has given you to the enemy and negative thoughts from other people that you don't even know. So we really, truly need to be private. We need to keep our personal lives to ourselves. We need to keep our lips shut when it comes to our vulnerability and the wants and needs that we want for ourselves. The stuff that makes you a soft target, that is the things that you need to keep in silent. Keep in your thoughts between you and God. I've never really thought about it like this. I never really realized the secret place and the purpose that has for us in our prayer life. And just how we can, when we pray out loud even, we think we're alone, we pray to God, we think our prayer is just between us and God. No, not if there's monitoring spirits around you, not if they are trying to gather information. It will be used against you. So let's be cautious. Let's change our prayer life. Let's keep our innermost thoughts, wants, needs to ourselves. To ourselves and between ourselves and God. And let's start being spiritual warriors that is equipped and give the enemy no ground to stand on.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your feedback, so please don't forget to leave a comment. Sow into the kingdom of God by sharing this episode to those you know might benefit from this message. To find out more about your host, please visit www.shireenlowe.com or reach out on social media where further discussions are welcomed. Weekly episodes are released, so be sure to check back for the newest releases.